This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
We're back here on WWL Sports Talk, joining me and Charlie Long. New Saints tight end Jack Stahl joins the radio huddle. Jack, how the heck are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Just happy to be a Saint over here.
Awesome to hear. And, you know, always curious about people's journey. I know you started out growing up in Colorado. Was football always something that was on the mind of a young Jack Stahl?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, I had cousins play all over, some at Notre Dame, Ohio State, Harvard. So, you know, I just grew up with, in a football extended family. So football was always on my mind. It was always something. I was a young kid looking up to those guys. So it was, it's always been a, it's always just been something that I've looked forward to and, you know, love playing.
So how does a Colorado guy end up going to Nebraska?
Well, you know, it's a state over, and to be honest with you, it was really had a lot to do with some of the coaches there. They ended up, you know, catching my tape somehow. They liked it, and actually, you know, some of the coaches who are now in New Orleans ended up being on that staff too, including, you know, my tight ends coach,
okay.
Chase, and so, you know, it was one of those deals where you know, I was lucky enough for them to like me. They ran a pro style offense at the time, and that was pretty enticing to me. So, you know, they lured me in there, and you know, never looked back.
Jack, undrafted in 2021, entering your fifth year in the NFL. I just wanted to give you the chance. Introduce yourself to the Who Dat Nation. What can they expect from you as the tight end of the black and gold offense?
No doubt. You know, listen, I'm going to be a guy who's going to leave everything out on that field. That's something I take pride in. I think, you know, I'm just blessed to be able to keep the cleats on my feet for a job, and that's how I want to keep it. And so I'll go out there and, you know, give everything I got for Who Dat Nation. And it's been an unbelievable, you know, just past week of just seeing the fans, all the love that they show. And listen, you're going to get everything from me. You know, I know I'm looked at as just a run blocking guy, and listen, I'll bring that, but I'm looking forward to, you know, expanding my role here. And, you know, that's something I talked to some of the coaches about, and something that, you know, I'm really putting on myself this year is to be an all around tight end and not just looked at as some run blocking guy. So listen, you'll see me giving my all every time I'm out on that field, and hey, nothing less.
Jack, before we kind of get into, like, every single free agent that we've talked to has some sort of connection to a coach or just a connection to the team in general, but your connections, obviously, with the Eagles, we'll talk a little bit about Kellen Moore in a second here, but I wanted to ask you about TJ Paganetti, who has been with Philadelphia for what it seems like forever, and he's still a very young guy, 35 years old, but in 2023 specifically, he was the assistant tight ends coach. It was one of, like, the 20 roles that he served with the Eagles' assistant staff, so you worked directly with him, and he's coming out to New Orleans as the run game coordinator. I want to get your thoughts on your connection with Paganetti.
Yeah, TJ is my guy. He's an unbelievable guy in general. You know, someone who, whenever he's in the room, he's gonna get the boys going. You know, you can always chop it up with him, and it'll be a good time. But you know, he's just a smart football mind. And you know, one of the biggest things I think that happened with him is just working under Jeff Stoutland in Philly, who, you know, is a really well-known line coach throughout the NFL. And, you know, he's been able to work under him. And, you know, you learn a lot whenever you're with someone like that. And he's just been soaking up knowledge. And he's one of those guys who he'll get everything right in the run game. And listen, he will dot his I's and cross his T's. He'll make sure every little detail is taken care of. So I couldn't be more happy to be with him again, and he'll be making sure that run game's looking good out here.
You know, all the talk I feel like leading up to the hiring of Kellen Moore as the head coach of the Saints was how young he was to be, you know, considered for the job. But when you look at the experience and obviously the playing time he's had around the NFL, very seasoned coach coming into his first head coaching gig. But from your experience around him, what can Hudats and what do you expect out of Kellen Moore?
Listen, Kellen is an unbelievable coach, and just in my, you know, couple months that I was in Philly with him, you know, one thing I noticed that I think he does a phenomenal job of is looking at the personnel he has and adjusting the offense to them. You know, there are some coaches who will be stagnant, and they'll just run whatever their offense is and just find a way to make it work. I think from what I saw, Kellen did a phenomenal job of looking at the personnel he had and adjusting the offense to what the guys were out on the field. And that's something that, you know, as simple as that sounds, that doesn't happen across the NFL that often. There's a lot of coaches who will just run their system. And he did a phenomenal job of doing that. He's an awesome guy just to have around. You know, he's someone who will make sure that all the players are taken care of. And, you know, he's someone that you like having, kind of taking steer of the ship over there. He's someone that you look forward to having, and you know he'll make it so that you walk in the building and you're happy to be there. And he'll get the job done. I know that for sure.
Hey everyone, do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The Eagles showed it last year, Jack. I mean, being able to run the football and stop the run still plays in the NFL. Yes, it's kind of turned into a passing league, but you still got to be able, when it comes down to January and February, run the football, stop the run. And in the run game, obviously we mentioned TJ, we mentioned Kellen, bringing over some pieces from that Eagles run game that was so elite this past year. But kind of give your thoughts on, you know, being a run blocker and being able to step up and beat down whoever's on the opposite side of you, so to speak, and really kind of open up some holes, because the black and gold run game is something that definitely needs to improve.
Yeah, and listen, I think really in the run game, it's it's a lot about leverage. It's a lot about angles and just understanding the intent of the play. And that's one thing that, you know, having someone like a TJ in the room is phenomenal having, because he'll teach you where the ball is supposed to hit, where the ball could bounce back to. And so he does a phenomenal job of that. And, you know, it's something that it really is an art that, you know, kind of gets lost a little bit, is just understanding leverage, understanding defenses, what they're presenting to you, what a certain defense will give you in the run game. So it's really something that I know between Kellen, between us, between, you know, TJ, between everyone on the staff, I know that they'll get all those details dialed. And I'm just excited to see what Kellen creates out down here in New Orleans.
Jack, what can Hoodats know about you off the field? What are things like you like to get into when it's not all about football?
Listen, I've been all over. You know, I'm a man of many hobbies. You know, we start with golf. I'm not too good, but, you know, I'll pretend and say I am. I'll go out there and I'll do okay. But you know what? I love just going out there with some of the guys. That's awesome. You know, I got into hunting this past year. My wife's uncle actually owns some land, so, you know, we went geese hunting, and I actually was just eating some geese jerky here earlier today. And then, yeah, really, those are kind of the big hobbies, you know, relaxing, hanging with the boys, having a couple poker nights over a couple cold ones, stuff like that. But listen, I'm all over, and I, you know what, there's a lot of things I'll do. As long as you're hanging with the boys, it's normally a good time.
No, it's a sportsman's paradise, I'm sure you've heard over here. So plenty of fishing, hunting, golf as well. You're going to definitely enjoy it. There's even the Saints hold a charity golf event every year. I know you'll enjoy being part of that as well. As for the food scene, I'm sure, you know, that's something I don't know if you've had experience with here yet at all.
Have you been to New Orleans yet, Jack?
So, yes, I went back to sign about a week ago, and that was just a quick day trip. But, you know, me and my wife actually went down there, I want to say about 2 years ago, and, you know, did the typical Bourbon Street and, you know, did a, you know, riverboat tour and all that. And so I'll tell you what, just walking down and just you walk into a random spot and it's some of the best food you'll have in your life. I had a po' boy. That was phenomenal. You know, I don't know what you guys do down there, but even the Popeyes taste better. So, listen, it'll be I'm looking forward to it, and trust me, I'll be having to watch my diet a little more closely.
Yeah, everyone down here has got to be a little bit careful. But, Jack, I just wanted to ask you as well, have you spoken to any of your new offensive teammates, quarterback Derek Carr, any of the receivers, offensive linemen, other tight ends, any of that just yet?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mostly it's been tight ends. You know, I saw Foster when I came in and signed. It was kind of a day where I think it was just mostly – you know, a couple guys in the building, but Foster was one of them, and he's a phenomenal guy and always been someone. I actually met him at the tight end U event that they hold every single year out in Nashville. So he's an awesome dude. You know, Juwan hit me up on Instagram, and, you know, he seems like a phenomenal guy. And listen, I think it'll be an awesome room, and it'll just be a room that gels really well together. And I think whenever you spend that much time doing something and enjoying being around a certain group of guys, it'll be awesome. So I have no doubt it'll be a phenomenal room.
Jack, definitely appreciate the time. Thanks so much. And look forward to seeing you in action with the Hoodats this year. I know you're going to be enjoying, relishing the home crowd in the Caesars Superdome. It's quite an amazing time, and looking forward to seeing all that comes for the black and gold this year. Thanks so much for the time.
Anytime. Let's get after it. Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Jack.
Jack Stahl, new Saints tight end, joining us right here on WWL Saints Radio. Good stuff from Jack, wishing him the best. And I know, you know, we've read about a lot how he's really a run-blocking specialist. And, you know, Alvin Kamara will definitely appreciate his presence.
Yeah, absolutely. But also his comments talking about how he wants to be a more all-around tight end. Looking really forward to seeing what Jack Stahl does this offseason in the camps and OTAs and mini camp, and then later on training camp. It's definitely an exciting signing because, you know, Jeff had made this great point when we were talking about all the faces from the Eagles that are coming over to New Orleans. And the one thing you wanted to kind of replicate, so to speak, from Philadelphia was that rushing attack. Get as many guys involved in as possible, right? As we mentioned with Paganetti and Nussmeier and Moore, and now a tight end that was kind of viewed as the quote-unquote blocking tight end as well with Jack Stahl. So a lot of exciting pieces coming over from Philadelphia.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.